Hello.
A new Missouri home care form has been generated. Their name is Ronald E. Stanley. Press any key to connect with Ronald. Press any key to connect the call.
Good morning, Mr. Ronald. It's Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Great. Thanks for asking. I was just following up with you, sir. Did you need home care services?
Yeah, this is Freedom Care, correct?
This is Deluxe Home Care. We do the same thing, sir.
Oh, okay.
And is
yes,
the services for yourself or someone you know?
No, it's for myself.
Well, let's get you some help, sir. What county do you reside in?
Jefferson County.
Jefferson County. And what kind of health insurances do you have?
I have Medicaid.
Okay. What you can do today is check your Medicaid for the eligibility codes to submit the referral for home care services, okay? Do you have someone in mind that you entrust with your care, friend, family, trusted loved one?
Yes, my son.
Okay. Is he over the age of 18?
Yes, he's 21.
All right, Ronald, what's your date of birth, sir?
3874.
At home address?
134 Cardinal Lane.
You said Cardinal Lane?
Yeah, Cardinal Lane, like the bird.
1 second, sir.
Yes.
So 134 Cardinal Lane.
Yeah, 134 Cardinal Lane, House Springs, Missouri, 63051.
Okay, and your DCN number off of your Medicaid ID. It's the 8-digit DCN number on the MoHealth card.
Yes, yeah.
Take your time. While you add it, grab something to write with so we could exchange information. Give me 1 second,
okay,
sir.
Well, can you...
Okay, Mr. Ronald, sorry for the hold.
Oh, that's fine.
Today has been crazy. I don't know what's going on. Everybody needs help today. Must be the Knicks. Their winning streak. Did you see the
right.
game?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Did you see the mess afterwards?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody
did.
Acting crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here we go. All right, you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
It is 2777787.
That's 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. Let me check for you. Please hold, Ronald.
Okay.
Mr. Ronald, your last name is Stanley?
Yes.
All right, please hold.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, you have the eligibility codes to submit the referral, so congratulations to you.
Okay,
I'm going to be prepping you for the call because we have to call seniors and disabilities and get you online for an in-home assessment. That is when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get.
Okay.
What are your disabilities, Ronald? Disabilities are things you've been medically diagnosed with. What are they?
Rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and then I have blindness in my left eye, half blind in my left eye.
Okay.
And then I'm going to probably end up adding a couple things because I had a car accident a year ago, and I got a herniated disc in my neck and lower back.
Well, if anything comes up from now onto your assessment, you can always add it on later on, okay?
Okay, yeah. Like I said, I'm still going through that right now.
And a new medical diagnosis can also be added later on during your assessment.
Okay.
They're going to ask you, what do you need help around the house with?
Just basic cleanings, laundry, maybe dishes kind of thing. Cleaning, mopping.
So dressing, grooming, bathing, all of that scores the highest on the assessment. So you have to answer yes to one of those, even if he's assisting you in and out the shower.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch what you were saying.
So personal care is anything on your body. Dressing, grooming, bathing, putting on your shoes, tying your shoelaces, brushing your teeth, doing your hair, clipping your toenails. All of that is personal care. You have to answer yes to one of those. Because if not, you won't score high enough.
I have a hard time shaving. I have a hard time keeping my hair trimmed up.
There you go. That's all personal care.
I have problems with zippers, buttons, ties, because of my hands.
You need dressing and grooming. Mm-hmm. That's what you need assistance with, okay?
Yes. Okay.
They're going to ask if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, dangerous weapons, any gang-related activities. They're going to ask you if you have a history of violent behavior. Do you?
No, none of that.
Okay, so the answer is no to all of that.
I walk with. Okay. The worst I have is a cane I walk with. That's about it.
You're going to let them know that you use a cane for stability because you're a risk at fall, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right. Now I just want you to write down some information. So the agency that's going to hire your son and assist you on to services is called Deluxe Home Care. We're running a radio campaign right now. We're number one in the county and number one in the state, and we're one of the highest paying agencies. So you're in luck today. What's your son's first and last name and a good callback number?
His name is Vincent.
You said Vincent with a V?
Yes.
And the last name?
Stanley.
And a good number to reach him so we could send him the hiring application?
I could try. I probably could give you his number, but I don't know if his mother cut off his phone or not.
I'll leave it empty for now, Ronald.
Okay.
Unless you have it.
I could give it to him. I have it. I have to look it up on my phone here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's a 636.
636.
590.
Mm-hmm.
9054.
That's 636-590-9054.
Yes.
All right. So now we're going to go back to writing. So Deluxe Home Care, Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. My phone number is 314-501-2508.
You have to go a little slow because I have a hard time writing.
314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508. 2508. My name is Jasmine.
Yes.
They're going to ask you, do you have an agency or a provider picked out? You're going to tell them yes, and you're going to give them the deluxe home care information I just had you write down.
Okay.
The program that you want to get onto is called the CDS program. Write that acronym down. It's short for Consumer Direct Support. That is the program that allows you to hire your son, okay, through an agency of your choice.
Okay.
So it's CDS. CDS is the program that you want, all right? So good morning. My name is Ronald Stanley. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I'm in need of the CDS program. You wait and stop for the specialist to acknowledge your request. They're going to ask you to confirm your date of birth, your marital status, your living arrangements, your date of birth, and your address. Once they have you confirmed in the system, they're going to ask you, what do you need help with? And then that's when you say again, you're needing CDS program. They're going to go into your disabilities. They're going to go into what are your needs. Once they finish doing all of that, it's going to generate what's called a pre-screen request. Then it's going to get assigned to a specialist. The specialist then has 2 weeks, not including weekends and holidays, to call you back, Ronald, to schedule that in-home assessment we spoke about. That is when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you're qualified for. All right? In the meantime, and in the background, we're going to be hiring Mr. Vincent on your behalf, all right? Running his background, registering him with the Family Care Safety Registry, and making sure all his paperwork is in on time, so that when the time comes for you to get awarded home care, he's on payroll, all right?
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, Donald, do you have any questions for me before I transfer this call to Seniors and Disabilities?
No, I sure don't.
All right. You are going to bear with me. It may take me several attempts just to get us through, okay? Only answer questions you're asked with the state, okay? Don't go into storytelling with them because it'll take forever, all right?
Yes, I know that one.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'm going to prompt your Medicaid ID into the system. They're going to ask you to confirm it, all right? So don't put it away. Please hold.
Great.
Call is very important to us and will be in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist.
Community-based services. This is Anna. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself.
Can I get your name, please?
Yes, it's Ronald Stanley.
Okay. And can I get a good callback number in case you get disconnected?
Yes, it's 314-825-5684.
Thank you. And can I also get your date of birth, please?
Yes, 3-8-74.
Thank you. And what can I do for you today?
I'm in need of the CDS program.
Okay. I can certainly assist with a referral for an assessment for the Consumer Directed Services, the CDS program. Before we do get started with that, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. The program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment for as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home levels of care in order to qualify for services. That means that your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside the home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about any of that?
No.
And you want to proceed with that referral here today? Okay. First, if I can get your home address, please.
Yes, it's 134 Cardinal Lane. That's House Springs, Missouri, 63051.
Thank you. And is that going to be the mailing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is this phone number, the 314-825-5684, the best number to reach you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there any other phone number that we should have on file?
No.
Okay. Is English your primary language?
Yes, it is.
And what is your marital status? Never married, married, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
And are you currently living alone or with someone?
And my wife, I'm sorry.
Are you currently living alone or with someone?
I had my 16-year-old daughter, so I'm raising by myself.
Okay. Do you have a legal guardian?
Do I have a legal guardian?
Yes.
No.
Do you have any special communication needs? That would be any issue seeing, hearing, reading, writing, or speaking?
I do have problems with seeing. Part of my disability is I'm blind in the left eye, half blind in the left eye. And I am hard of hearing, plus I am tone deaf. Oh, God.
Okay. And then I do have some questions regarding potential safety concerns. Do you feel like you live in a dangerous area? Do you hear guns, anything like that?
No, I have no problem saying that.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Any illegal drug activity in the home or area that you're aware of?
No.
Any structural issues in the home, like holes in the floor, ceiling, wobbly railings, anything like that?
Nope.
Any blocked entrances or exits or other issues with accessing the home?
No.
Any contagious or infectious diseases in the home, like staph, MRSA, HIV, or hepatitis?
No.
Any pest issues like bed bugs, cockroaches, mice, or rats?
No.
Any unsecured weapons in the home?
No.
Any vicious or dangerous animals in the home?
No.
And any history of violent behavior in the home?
None.
Okay. Have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
My mother has. She's in the Navy.
Okay. Would you be interested in information about services that may be open to family members of military in Missouri?
No, not exactly, because she got an honorable discharge, but she didn't get any benefits to go with it. She was let go early.
And are you currently in a hospital or other facility?
No.
And for those consumer-directed services, were you looking, or did you have an agency in mind that you wanted to work with?
Yes, it's called Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Wait on.
And for those consumer-directed services, were you needing assistance with hands-on personal care, like getting dressed or getting in and out of the shower?
Yes. I with my rheumatoid arthritis and my fibromyalgia, I have problems with buttons, zippers, tying my shoes, personal grooming like my hair, shaving.
Okay.
Occasionally have to have somebody wash my hair because I can't quite
do
that. I try to do my personal bathing. I'm sorry?
Do you need assistance with meal preparation?
Yes.
Okay. What about house cleaning?
Yes. Especially, yes.
Do you need assistance with essential correspondence, that would be like going through mail, sending out bills, things like that?
Yeah, due to the fact that I'm half blind in my left eye and I'm only allowed to have a vision test every 2 years, So right now I can hardly see anything clearly.
Okay. And do you need assistance with transportation, like going to the grocery store to pick up medication, things like that?
Yes, occasionally. I usually have that delivered from Walmart, but every once in a while I need something. It's easier to just go get it.
All right. Would you be interested in visits from a nurse to assist with medication, for example?
No, I don't need that.
Okay. And would you be interested in an adult daycare?
No.
Okay. All right. And then if you have any other medical conditions related to your need for services, I did put down the rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and partial blindness.
And presently, I'm dealing with a case right now because I was injured in a car accident a year ago, April, and I do have a herniated disc in my neck and lower back, and it also has caused permanent nerve damage on the left side of my arm and my chest, but I'm still going through the court and all that until they settle that first. I've been seeing a chiropractor regularly.
All right, got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I do walk with a cane. I do walk with a cane because of I've had 3 knee surgeries on my right knee, and plus with the rheumatoid arthritis, so I have to have a cane often for stability.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And that is the last we had for you here today. So from here, I am going to go ahead and submit that referral for that initial. The assessor will have 15 business days to get into that assessment. They'll have the phone number that you provided as well as the home address. They may send a letter out to the home with their contact information so that you can call them directly from there. And then the last thing that I'm going to have for you here today will be a recorded message regarding the assessment process and preparing for the assessment. When you're finished listening to that recording, you can go ahead and hang up the line. Do you have any questions before I send you over to that recording?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and get you transferred. Thank you so much for calling. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Oh, did you ever need my Medicaid number or anything, or did you already have that?
It looks like you typed that in when you were calling, so I've got that.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
All right, let me get you over to that recording. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you. You have a great day, man.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper if available to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed.
A lot of jump calls.
We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
All right, Ronald, you did really well, okay? So now we sit and we wait. Empty out your voice box so you could receive messages because they're only going to call once and they're only going to leave one message, okay?
Okay.
And can I confirm your phone number again? It's 314.
Yes, 825-5684.
5684.
Yes.
All right. Now I'm going to transfer this call to Miss Tammy. She works alongside Deluxe Home Care. She's going to be welcoming you in. Just let her know that you just finished a pre-screen call with the state so she can give you your welcoming, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank Welcome you. To Deluxe Home Care, Ronald. It's been a pleasure assisting you. You have my phone number. You call me if you need me, okay?
I sure will. Thank
All right.
you very much.
You
for
take
your
care. Uh-huh. We're going to be reaching out to Vincent, so make sure that you get me a good number for him, okay?
Okay. I sure will.
All right. Please hold.